Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist and author and patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to HypnoSOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive but different suggestions each week. If you haven't listened before, please take note of the following instructions. If not, you can skip forward to the chimes where the session will begin. Find a time and a place where you can be as undisturbed as possible. You can sit down or lie down, it really doesn't matter which, as long as you can be comfortable. Use headphones. It really does improve the experience. If anyone or anything disturbs you while you are listening, you'll deal with it. Close your eyes again, take three deep breaths, and you can continue from where you left off. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, MP3s I offer on different subjects from phobias through smoking to anxiety and weight loss, on my website. You'll also find my books, and there's access to a free online self-hypnosis course there. Just go to ursulajames.com. And if you have any suggestions for future sessions, make sure to put them in your review. Thank you. Time now to relax and enjoy this week's episode of HypnoSOS. This week's HypnoSOS is called Self-Preservation, but it's about helping you build strong boundaries, be confident, and to be able to say no when you need to. You know the way now. Sit down or lie down. Close your eyes. Make yourself nice and comfortable. And take three deep breaths. Deep, even breaths that will help you to allow your muscles to relax too, all of them, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, every single muscle can relax. All the way through, relax. Deep, deep, relax. And you can listen to the sound of my voice if you wish. You can focus on the pauses between the sounds of my voice, if you prefer. You can let your thoughts wander and listen to your own inner voice. And if you do, you may find that you'd like to just let that voice drift to the back of your mind just for these moments. To allow it to rest. And whatever thoughts or ideas were in your mind, they will wait for you. They will be there at the end of this process. But how you feel about these thoughts might be different, will be different. Because you will feel stronger as a result of this process. And the wonderful thing about these audios is you just engage with them as much as you feel safe and comfortable to engage with them. You only take on board that which feels right to you. In these moments, you can, and you will, filter out anything that you don't want or need. And it is time now to remember that this is a skill that you can and you will use more frequently in your daily life if you feel that perhaps there may be times when other people's needs and thoughts override yours for whatever reason. And by taking stock, breathing deeply, allowing your unconscious mind to listen and pay attention, the emotional boundaries around you can and will naturally, easily, and without you having to do or try, strengthen. And it will happen with each breath. For just as we have our skin providing a boundary between the outer and inner world, so we have an emotional boundary. And this boundary can sometimes need a little tender loving care, a little attention. Just like the walls of a building. Sometimes we need to repair things. But the wonderful thing about this process is that by entering this state of communication between your unconscious and conscious self, you can find that your boundaries will strengthen as you begin to and continue recognizing that you are unique and an individual with needs that have to be paid attention to. Needs that should be addressed. Needs that should be considered, needs that have to be regarded first before anyone else. For it is a truism, self-love is no viler sin as self-neglecting. It is important to love and care for yourself, and in doing so, strengthen your boundaries. Understand the importance, the significance, and the need to sometimes say no. And whether that is to someone else or to a belief that you have as to how you should behave or present yourself, you are unique. Show it. You are important. Recognize it. And in strengthening your sense of self, in preserving who you are ensuring that you are not only able to preserve self, but to be able to help others better. Because not only by respecting self, you are showing your strength, but you are able to be clearer in your needs. And that will help you in your relationships with others. By ensuring that you ask for what you want. And if you don't get it, it often isn't about you. To recognize that other people sometimes intrude. They break through the walls of your emotional boundaries. But you allowed them by not caring for self So in these moments, make a promise to yourself that you will take time for self-care, that you will take time to eat better, to do the things that you enjoy, the things that make you laugh, to spend time around people you love and who love and care for you in return. And you will find that, in a very curious way, it becomes easier to help others because you are doing it without damage to self, without resentment, and ensuring that, in return, you gain respect from them by showing you respect yourself. You are strong, stronger than you think. You are more capable than you believe. You are in control. And yes, that can make you smile. Go on, give it a go. And in a few moments in time, you'll hear me count from 1 to 10, and at the count of 8, your eyes will naturally and easily open, and at the count of 10, you'll be fully wide awake, fully engaged, and able to bring these feelings into the world around you. So ready, 1, 2, 3, more aware, 4, 5, 6, more alert, 7, 8, eyes open, and have a really good stretch. Smile. Life's good. Thank you for listening to this week's HypnoSOS, and as always, do be kind enough to review. It's lovely to hear from people. And of course, if you feel compelled to give the podcast a 5-star review, that would be wonderful too.